that it had shared the contagious glory of those days. As the massacre continued, the posters withered away, and no country was more surprised than its sister republic when the United States bungled its way into the war. Dr. Diver had seen around the edges of the war by that time. He was an Oxford Rhodes Scholar from Connecticut in 1914. He returned home for a final year at Johns Hopkins and took his degree. In 1916, he managed to get to Vienna under the impression that if he did not make haste, the great Freud would eventually succumb to an airplane bomb. Even then, Vienna was old with death, but Dick managed to get enough coal and oil to sit in his room in the Damenstiftstrasse and write the pamphlets that he later destroyed, but that rewritten were the backbone of the book he published in Zurich in 1920. Most of us have a favourite heroic period in our lives, and that was Dick Diver's. For one thing, he had no idea that he was charming, that the affection he gave and inspired was anything unusual among healthy people. In his last year at New Haven, someone referred to him as Lucky Dick. The name lingered in his head. "Lucky Dick, you big stiff," he would whisper to himself, walking around the last sticks of flame in his room. "You hit it, my boy. Nobody knew it was there before you came along." At the beginning of 1917, when it was becoming difficult to find coal, Dick burned for fuel almost 100 textbooks that he had accumulated, but only as he laid each one on the fire, with an assurance chuckling inside him that he was himself.